Hi there, I'm Ben Ferguson from Premier Arts. Today I am interviewing Giselle Klein. How are you today?
Hi, I'm good, thank you.
Okay, you want to move into your martial arts past?
Yes.
Okay, so talk about your journey to where you are now in karate.
So I've been doing martial arts for 4 years now, and I started when I was 8. And I started when I was really small, white belt, and now I'm a junior black belt.
Okay, so why did you start martial arts?
I started karate because I tried other sports before. I tried like ballet and gymnastics. I didn't like them. So after a couple weeks, I had already watched The Karate Kid, and I loved it, and I was fascinated, so I wanted to take karate lessons.
Okay. So let's move into your present in the martial arts, okay? Mm-hmm. So talk about where you are now in your martial arts journey.
So right now I'm a junior black belt, and I will be testing for my second degree black next year.
Okay, kind of, I know we've already talked about this a bit, but elaborate a little more on your journey from your deputy black belt, which is a belt before black belt, to your junior black belt.
Well, being a deputy black belt, like, it's a lot. Like, you have to do a lot of things to be able to get ready for a junior black belt, and because you have to go to advanced, you have to get ready for your black belt and your deputy black belt for a long time.
Yeah, so how has martial arts affected your life?
Premier has affected slash impacted my life, like, in a lot of ways. It's helped me to have discipline, it's helped me to have respect, it's helped me to work harder, and it's even helped me to work on myself better.
Yeah, like, one of the things that we teach at Premier is discipline and respect. So, like, yeah, we do these monthly Black Belt Excellence homeworks, and they vary in topics from kindness to discipline. So that's kind of what I believe that you're getting at right there, sort of, is those things, because we aren't just a martial arts school where we just teach karate. It's not like fight. It's, we teach a lot of different things. Anyway, let's get back into this. So what would you say your least and most favorite things about martial arts are?
That's a hard question because I like almost everything we do.
Yeah.
But my least favorite thing in martial arts is probably weapons. It really depends on the day. I could love weapons or I could not like it at all. But my favorite thing would be groundwork, kata, and sparring. Like I said, I wouldn't say I don't like weapons, because I do. It's just not my favorite thing to do, because I love everything I do here anyway. So.
Yeah, same for me. I mean, like, I'm very, it depends on the day. Some days I'll really like sparring, or some days I'll really like groundwork. Yeah. So it's depends on the day. Explain how we are a family.
PMA is like a family because they really want to support you and they help you through the way. I truly see them as a second family.
Yeah, like, we have a saying, I'm sure I mentioned this before, one team, one family.
Yeah.
So it's like, if you listen to Mr. Patterson's interview, he said that a lot of his adult students would go out and just do things together outside of martial arts, like go out and go to lunch or something, I don't know, go get coffee.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's move into your future in martial arts.
I could see myself as an instructor someday because I do have a passion for martial arts and I would love to teach.
Okay, what makes you want to teach?
I just like the way of, like, helping people. Like, I like how I can teach the younger students and I can teach and help out with other classes.
Yeah, and I mean, like, I'm sure you will be teaching someday. I mean, I've known you for 3 years now. You seem like you would be an excellent teacher.
Yeah.
But why would you say that you like helping other people? Like, give me, not a couple traits, but, like, a couple traits that you would think would help you help other people.
I like to lead other people, and I like to show people how to do things. So, like, I've teached a weapons kata before, and I love doing that because it was fun to teach them how to do chuan or something like that. But I thought it was very interesting to just teach younger kids how to do something. Yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, like, I remember it was my first day, and you taught me the white belt kata, so.
Yeah,
Kicho 1, so, yeah, it's just great time here. Now, we're going to move into what you sort of like to do outside of martial arts.
Oh, okay.
So, like, things that you don't necessarily do in here.
Yeah.
But, like, you do them elsewhere. So, like, okay. What are some of the favorite things that you like to do outside of martial arts?
So, I like to stay athletic. So, I like a bunch of other sports. I love to run. I love to run track and cross country. It's one of my favorite sports. I like hanging out with my friends, and I love to swim. I'm fast, and I love football just because it's part of my family. Yeah.
Yeah. So you did cross country to get ready for your black belt test, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
It was from starting in school, which was in August, to October, and
yeah.
Sometimes you have to run in the snow, which I've done before.
Oh gosh, that seems terrible.
Yeah, that was fun.
What are some of your favorite things about yourself? So, like, your favorite, I don't want to say character traits, but your favorite things that about yourself, if you get what I mean.
Some of my favorite things I like about myself is I like how I'm funny, just because I can get a laugh out of my friends and my family, and I like how I'm smart, just because it's useful.
Yeah, being smart is useful, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, what is your favorite subject in school?
Ooh. Okay,
I know,
so,
a lot of us like all subjects,
people might hate me for this, but I actually like math.
Math is pretty fun, so.
I'm, like, in science, I don't like science, but
yeah.
My favorite subject is social studies and math.
Okay, so, how would you describe yourself? Like, if you were in a job interview or the leadership team interview and they asked you, how would you describe yourself? What would you answer?
I would describe myself as funny and goofy and smart and respectful, just because that's what I'm best at and that's what people like me as.
Yeah, and why would you describe yourself as those things?
Just because that's, like, my characteristics. I'm funny every day, and
yeah.
I'm respectful to others, and I focus in school, so I'm smart, and I would just describe myself as those.
Yeah, so we are actually going to move back to what are some of your favorite things about yourself, because I actually forgot to ask one question of that. Why are those your favorite things about yourself?
Let's see here. I like that I'm funny, and I'm smart because, like I said, like how I would describe myself, it's like kind of how I am, and I just like who I am, so that's just something I like about myself, and yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so we're actually going to move back into your present in martial arts.
Yeah.
What is your favorite technique?
Oh, my favorite technique. My favorite technique probably is a roundhouse kick off the back leg.
Yeah, that's a really fun one to do. I'm actually going to give you a little something about myself. Mine's probably the front leg side kick or the front leg roundhouse kick.
Yeah, I like the hook or the roundhouse kick off the front leg. I don't know. It's just not as powerful.
They're all useful for different things, like
yeah.
Front leg's fast, back leg's powerful.
Yeah.
We all need to.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's it for today.
Yep.
Hope you enjoyed. Thank you, Giselle, for coming on.
Thank you for inviting me.
You are very welcome. We will see you next time.